دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
روز بخیر شنوندگان عزیز، دبی امینی هستم و به همراه آرمینه کارگردان فنی برنامه امروز خوش آمدید دارم خدمت همگی شما عزیزان که در این ساعت شنونده ما بر روی موج 670 AM و یا 95.5 FM HD هستید. امروز یکی از روشنفکران بسیار مورد توجه در جوامع ارمنی سراسر جهان با ما همراه هستند، واهه بربریان. از طرفدارانشون دعوت میکنم که اگر دوست دارن با این هنرمند مورد علاقهشون صحبت بکنن و حضورشون رو به رادیو ایران خیر مقدم بگن، با استودیو تماس بگیرن با تلفن 323-512-7264. تکرار میکنم 323-512-7264. Mr. Vahe Berberian, welcome to today's program.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, it's a real pleasure to have you.
The pleasure is all mine.
Thank you. Vahe Berberian, نمایشنامه نویس، رمان نویس، مونولوگیست، هنرمند، کارگردان و بازیگر هستند. نمایشنامه‌های ایشون به زبان‌های مختلف ترجمه شده و در شهرهای مختلف به روی صحنه رفته و رمان‌ها ایشون رو به یکی از معتبرترین و پرخواننده‌ترین نویسندگان معاصر تبدیل کرده. از جمله رمان‌ها Letters from زعتر، نامه‌های از زعتر، پدر و پسر و نمایشنامه‌ها فیل صورتی، کویکسند، بارون گاربس به معنای آقای گاربس و گیانگ به معنی زندگی رو میشه نام برد. آقای بربریان همچنین کارگردانی و بازی در فیلم سه هفته در ایروان رو بر عهده داشتن که 3 سال پیش اکران شد و دریافت 10 جوایز افتخاری دیگه در بازیگری، کارگردانی و صداگذاری. همچنین یک نقاش پرکار هستند و در بیش از 40 نمایشگاه فردی و گروهی در سراسر ایالات متحده، کانادا، اروپا و خاورمیانه شرکت کردند و در حال حاضر در لس آنجلس اقامت دارم.
Again, I just want to thank you for dedicating your time and being with us. And I want
to. That was a long introduction.
You deserve it. Actually, I think it's supposed to be longer than this, but I made it short. And then during our conversation, I think we're going to cover the rest of it.
Okay.
I'm going to start with this question. You know, there's a wide range of Armenian people living outside Armenia. So therefore, we have Russian Armenian, Syrian Armenian, Persian Armenian, actually, most importantly, Iranian American Armenian, who are within our dear audience members today. I want to ask you, where are you originally from?
I was born in Beirut, Lebanon.
Beirut, Lebanon. That's very interesting. And was it easy to move to United States? How old were you when you moved to United States?
I was born in Beirut. I left Beirut when I was 17 years old. And during my hippie days, so I traveled all over Europe, hitchhiking, living in communes. And then I returned to Lebanon, and right after I returned, the civil war started. And so I sort of witnessed the civil war for about a year and a half, and I left again in 76. So it was a tough journey because there were bombardments going on, and the city was completely unsafe. But we took a little ferry, and we ended up in Cyprus. I lived in Cyprus for about 3 months, and then I became a landed immigrant in Canada. I went to Toronto. I lived in Toronto for a year, and then in 77, I ended up in L.A., and I've been here ever since.
That's good. It has been a long journey. And you said that during the hippie time, is the hippie time over now?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think in a lot of ways, I think I'm still a hippie deep down inside.
That's good. Keeping it alive. That's very good. Okay, I want to tell you what encouraged me to reach out to you, to invite you to this show, which wasn't easy, by the way. I have to tell you that. But, you know, I had invited Ambassador Armen Baibortian, the Consul General of Armenia, as my guest speaker. And that was around the Remembrance Day of Armenian Genocide. And naturally, we talked about it. Some of the audience members called the studio and specifically asked us to invite successful Armenian people and suggested that they want the world to recognize Armenians by their success and their current contribution to the world, like successful in business, innovation, technology, art, and mentioned that they want to change this image that when the word Armenian is mentioned, genocide is the first thing that comes to mind. I'm sure not everyone's mind, but probably some. So first of all, I'm so proud of myself for inviting you, since with this one invitation, many areas are covered, like playwright, novelist, artist, director, actor, etc. And I think that our audience brought a great point to my attention. And I would like to know what you think about this, in your opinion. What's the world's view about Armenian people these days?
Well, you're absolutely right. Or they're also, I mean, they're right. Because the moment you mention Armenian or Armenia, there's a sadness that comes with it. You know, and that sadness is unfortunately associated with our, you know, our history and the genocide. And again, unfortunately, that hasn't stopped. I think about a year ago, I was thinking that we were almost there. We were almost getting out of that victim mentality. We were, shedding it. And then the war in Artsakh and Karabakh happened, and we automatically went back into that victim mode. And, you know, you can't blame it, because war does that to you, especially when you lose one. But the fact that the world has not recognized our genocide has put us in a limbo. So it's impossible almost to move forward with the heavy load of 1.5 million, you know, dead ancestors on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And this is why for years I've been trying to change that image, to say that being Armenian is a fun thing. It's a good thing. And it should not be constantly associated with the genocide. Mm-hmm. You know, I've said this before. I travel all over the world, doing monologues or signing books, this, that. And for example, you're in Paris and you say, I'm Armenian. And they say, oh, all of a sudden this sad face, you know, ça va, are you okay now? Everything's okay? You know. And that image is not a good image that needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm. So actually, bringing peace and harmony among different people of color, religion, race, and nationalities has always been my goal. And I often talk about it in this show when I invite council generals of different countries and the role they can play in creating that friendship. Our audience is mostly Persian, and as you may know, Iran is a multicultural region. We have Armenians, absolutely, Kurds, Azerbaijanis, Lors, Baluchis, mm-hmm, etc. As one of the most highly regarded intellectuals within Armenian communities these days, How do you think we can achieve that peace and harmony? What are we supposed to do as an individual? And also for you as well, you are an artist and you have a lot of fans from what I'm hearing. Ever since I reached out to you, I see that how highly people talk about you and they really love you. So what is your role and what is our role to do so?
Well, I think first and foremost, the most important thing is I believe in education. I really believe that people should be educated, and they should also, most of all, be educated as far as compassion goes, because compassion is the most important thing. I think Schopenhauer said, compassion is the law of land, and without compassion, there will never be that harmony between nations and people. To create artificial differences and to use those artificial differences in order to fight wars, it's completely beyond me. This is why I have never, I made a lot of enemies or made a lot of Armenians angry because of my because I do not believe in religion, and I honestly believe that religion has messed us up throughout the years. Mm-hmm. And there's been more bloodshed because of religion than any other cause in the world. Mm-hmm. You can check that in history. I mean, it's always been like that.
Right.
So I think that to understand each other, to learn about each other, and let me give you an example about Armenians. As far as, for example, Iran goes, we go way back. I mean, thousands of years, and there's been so much give and take between our nations. In Armenian language, there are at least 3,000 words that come from original Farsi, that even those words are not used now in Iran, but we have borrowed them from Farsi. The cultural similarities are unbelievable. It's all there. So to understand that, to know that, is one way of realizing that we're all part of this universe, and it's better to live in harmony than to hate each other.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with you that actually religion has been used to separate people from each other. But I don't know if originally was meant for that purpose. Actually, in Bible, I think Satan means space. The distance that you were talking about, the distance that is created between people, that actually has the same meaning as space. But you're right. I think we have to learn to have compassion for each other and learn that we are all created from the one God, and don't cause any separation between each other. That was very good points that you mentioned. Let me just translate what we just so far discussed quickly, and then I'm going to move on to my next question. دوستان عزیز، همونطور که میدونید با آقای واهه بربریان صحبت میکنیم. ایشون از شخصیت‌های بسیار شناخته شده در جامعه ارمنی هستند در تمام دنیا. هم رمان نویس هستند و هم نمایش نام نویس و بسیار فعالیت‌های جالبی دارن برای اینکه بتونن یک آگاهی بیارن توی دنیا برای مسائل و مشکلاتی که این روزها مطرح هست. و سوال من از ایشون این بود که چطور میشه ما یک دوستی، یک صلح یا آشتی به وجود بیاریم بین مردم دنیا. و چیزی که ایشون بهش اشاره کردن و به نظر من هم کاملا مسئله هست که میتونه کمک بکنه به این مسئله کامپشن هست، و اینکه بخوایم این فاصله هایی رو که بین مذاهب مختلف به وجود اومد و کسی فکر بکنه شاید احیانا
مذهب خودش رو فقط باید فالو بکنه کنار بذاریم و یه ایژوکیشن و تحصیلاتی لازم داریم که بتونیم انشالله یک روزی به این صلح و این آشتی دست پیدا بکنیم. Thank you so much. I made it as short as possible. Vaya John, I was watching your video clips. And, you know, I don't understand Armenian at all, unfortunately. And one of the talents I missed among all the other talents that I miss. But I could hear the audience laughing out loud. So I think if someone tries to get to know you by just reading your bio, and now we just talked about politics and stuff, they think that you're a very dry, firm, and serious man. That's what comes to mind, which doesn't seem to be the case at all. You're a very powerful public speaker, and it seems to me that you are picturing the world's current problems or community's shortcomings in a comedy way to perhaps bring a light to it. Am I wrong? Do you do comedy talks as well?
Yes. It's funny because all my life I've done theater. And I've written plays. I started as a writer. I made a name for myself with my plays, and then eventually I started writing novels and scripts and so on. And of course, I also paint. But funny enough, most of the communities around the world know me as a monologist, as a stand-up comedian, and I think that's one way of knowing, understanding me, but at the same time to know the innermost layers of who I am. It's my novels and my plays.
That's great.
But when I do monologues, for example, right now I'm working on my next monologue. And I realized 2 days ago that I have 3 hours worth of material that I have written down. And from that 3 hours, only an hour or so is funny. Now I need an hour and a half. And all I do is I try to find the humor in all these serious thoughts that I have written down. And if I don't find the humor, I will not talk about it because I don't want my monologues to turn into speeches or, you know, oratory exercises.
Okay, something boring. Yeah, I think it's a wonderful, but it really is a talent to be able to convey the message in a funny way so people are interested in to listen, and it's really a great way to educate people, I think, bringing a light to work. We have to take the commercial break. Would you like to invite people to stay with us for the second part of the program in Armenian and tell them that you're probably going to tell one of your great jokes after we come back?
Sure. I don't know about the joke, but I will tell. Yes.
Okay.
Սիրելին հուսամ հաջելի ես խոսակցությունը ձեզի համար, ուրեմն անմիջապես աս ձանուցում եմ վերջի գերատարնակ եւ հուսամ դագավին ներկա գլակ։ Շնորհակալություն։
Thank you so much. Դուստան عزیز تا قسمت دوم برنامه با ما باشید.
آقای کنعانی، شوهر من برنامه ریزی مالی نداره. میگن بعد از 100 سال اگه فوت کنه بیشتر اموالش از دستم میره. حقیقت داره؟
بله، نه تنها اون، اگر درآمد و پیچکشون قطع بشه، باید پسنداز و سرمایهشون درآمد بده که باهاش زندگی کنی و خدای نکرده بعد از فوت به بازماندگان برسه. ما به شما در این زمینه به راحتی کمک میکنیم.
مشاور مالی شما دیوید کنعانی 877 829 92 27
به به چه عجب که به ما زنگ زدی.
هیچی نگو که حال احوال ندارم.
چرا؟ مگه چی شده؟
با یه کامیون تصادف کردم، ماشینم هم داغون شده. گفتم از تو بپرسم چیکار کنم، چرا که چند وقت پیش ستلمنت خیلی خوبی داشتی.
سوال نداره، معلومه دیگه، زنگ بزن به وکیل خودم، چرا که اگه اونو انتخاب کنی جکپات کردی.
جدی میگی؟ چطوری؟
من که تصادفم به شدت و جدیت مال تو نبود، طرفم هم بیمه تجاری نداشت، پیام شایانی برام کلی پول گرفت. چه برسه به کیس تو؟ اگه لاکی 7 رو بگیری چند برابر بقیه وکلا برات خسارت میگیرن. زنگ بزن به لاکی 7، چرا که در انتخاب وکیل جکپات کردی.
818 777 77 77 77 لاکی 7.
ریزش مو میتواند نه تنها در ظاهر افراد بلکه در اعتماد به نفس و روابط اجتماعی آنان اثرگذار باشد. دکتر محمود مشکین اولین پزشک ایرانی با فوق تخصص در جراحی ترمیمی کاشت مو میباشد که تاکنون هزاران نفر از سراسر جهان با روشهای طبیعی و ابتکاری دکتر مشکین موهای از دست رفته خود را باز یافتند.
سلام، من دکتر محمود مشکین با بیش از 30 سال تجربه خوشحالم به اطلاع برسانم که امروزه میتوانیم هزاران واحد مو را در یک جلسه در نهایت آسایش با آخرین روشهای FUE و FUT پیوند دهیم. و افرادی را که به اندازه کافی مو در پشت سر نداشته باشم میتوانیم از موهای بدن و ریش استفاده کنیم.
لطفاً برای مشاهده عکس‌های قبل و بعد از عمل و مطب‌های دکتر مشکین به وبسایت meshkinmedical.com مراجعه فرمایید. 949-219-2027.
If you're losing your hair, call Dr. Meshkin at 949-219-0027 or go to meshkinmedical.com.
کیو مارکت، مارکتی که علاوه بر انواع گوشت، مرغ، ماهی تازه، انواع میوه، سبزیجات، شیرینی و آجیل و دیگر نیازهای روزانه شما را در زیر یک سقف با قیمت‌های مناسب گردآوری کرده است. کیو مارکت بازاری است که تازگی، کیفیت بالا و ارزانی از خصوصیات آن است. کیو مارکت در شماره 17-261 ونوان در منطقه ولی، 818-425-1345.
فریبر جان، قربونت، منو میرسونی مرسدس بنز آنهایم؟
آره، ولی چه جوری برمیگردی؟
نگران نباش، تو برو، خودم برمیگردم.
به امید کی؟
به امید سامیا. با سامیا کسی از آنهایم بی مرسدس بنز بر نمیگرده.
سامیا کاشانی، بانوی موفق در بیزینسه که در دقت، احترام و صداقت در کار یه سر و گردن از خیلی ها بالاتره. چون سامیا کاشانی در فروش و یا لیس مرسدس بنز به شرایط و قدرت پرداخت مشتری نگاه میکنه، نه به ساعتش. به کمک سامیا کاشانی با شرایط آسان، قیمت مناسب و یک احساس خوب صاحب مرسدس بنز مورد علاقتون بشین و از خدمات کامل بعد از فروش بهره‌مند شوید. خدمات کامل سامیا کاشانی در مرسدس بنز آنهایم. تلفن 855-460-6400 855-460-6400.
با سامیا کاشانی کسی از آنهایم بی مرسدس بنز بر نمیگرده.
الو رفی، بابا کجایی تو؟ حالا چون اوبری به ما لیفتیا زنگ نمیزنی؟
نه جونت، رو تصادف کردم. بعد طرف اومد تو صندوق عقب، خودم داغون، ماشین فرغون، 3 ماه سینخیز میرفتم، یدیدی به دادم رسید، عین کوک پشتم وایساد. از خودم و خانوادم تیکر کرد فرست کلاس، دکتر بالا سرم آورد، بقرات حکیم، معجزه کرد. یه تیم داره فقط مخصوص اوبر و لیفت، چارچرخ بیمه اوبر رو برد هوا، خسارت گرفت کنتینانتال. الانم وضع جسمی و مالیم توپ توپ. هر جا تصادف اوبر و لیفت دیدی بهشون بگو غیر از یدیدی روی موفقیت ندیدی.
پس بفرمایین قبل از یدیدی شما برای اوبر کار میکردی، بعد یدیدی اوبر برای شما کار میکنه. راستی کدوم یدیدی؟ کامران؟
پنپا یدیدی کامران یدیدی.
دکتر کامران یدیدی، انتخاب اول و برتر در تصادفات. 818-999-99-99.
اگر در این روزهای پرچالش دچار اضطراب، افسردگی و یا مشکلات خانوادگی شده اید، با ما در مرکز مشاوره هنر بهزیستی تماس بگیرید. 323-207-56-38. هزینه جلسات بر اساس توانایی مالی شما تعیین می‌گردد. مشاوره تلفنی و اسکایپ از سراسر جهان. 323-207-56-38.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I'd build secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
مرزهای دانش، برنامه‌ای از انجمن استادان و پژوهشگران ایرانی، هر یک شنبه از ساعت 6 تا 7 بعد از ظهر.
من رضا گوهرزاد هستم و برنامه سیاست و جامعه را هر یک شنبه از ساعت 4 تا 6 پس از نیم روز به شما پیشکش خواهم کرد. هر یک شنبه از ساعت 4 تا 6 پس از نیم روز.
هوای تازه
هر یک شنبه از ساعت 7 تا 9 بعد از ظهر با من پروین جوادی.
چو در دست است رودی خوش، بزن مطرب سرودی خوش، که دست افشان غزل خوانیم و پاکوبان سر اندازیم.
رادیو ایران 670 AM با صدها هزار شنونده در ایالات متحده و سراسر جهان پشتیبان جامعه ایرانیان در جنوب کالیفرنیا، به ویژه در لس آنجلس و اورنج کانتی است.
شما نیز می توانید از همینک با تایپ نشانی KIRN 670 AM در اپ استور و گوگل استور گوشی های خود اپلیکیشن رادیو ایران را تنها با یک کلیک
به صورت رایگان دانلود کرده و همراه با دیگر ایرانیان سراسر جهان آسان تر از گذشته شنونده برنامه های ما باشید.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KIRN 670 AM. Radio Iran.
Radio Iran.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
سلامی دوباره دارم خدمت همگی شما شنوندگان عزیز، به خصوص شنوندگانی که در این قسمت از برنامه به ما ملحق شدید. من دبی امینی هستم و به همراه کارگردان فنی خوبمون آرمین جان میهمان بسیار عزیزی رو امروز در برنامه داریم، آقای واهب بربریان که از روشنفکران بسیار مورد توجه در جوامع ارمنی سراسر جهان هستند. ایشون رمان نویس، نمایشنامه نویس، مونولوگیست، هنرمند، نقاش و واقعا تننتو هنرهای بسیاری دارن، از جمله این که مشکلات جامعه رو به صورت طنز بیان میکنن و یکی از دلایلی که ایشون طرفداران بسیار پروباقرصی دارن همین هست که با زبان طنز و خوشحال کردن مردم مشکلات رو باش مواجه میشن و یک نوری میارن در واقع در جایی که تاریکی هست. اگر دوست دارین باشون میتونین صحبت بکنید تا زمانی که در استودیو برنامه هست 323-512-7264 و ما تا 1:50 دقیقه در خدمت شما هستیم. واحد جان, before we went to the commercial break, I asked you to please say one of your jokes or one of the things that you bring to light in a comedy way. If you can translate it to English and say it to us, it would be wonderful. And then I try to translate it to Farsi if possible.
I'm not a joke teller, but my favorite innocent joke that I could think of is this. So husband and wife come back from a wedding. They go to sleep. Around 2 o'clock after midnight, the husband goes to the bathroom. He comes back. He wakes his wife up. He says, Mary, when we go to the bathroom, and when we open the door, does the bathroom light automatically turn on? She says, no. He says, then I think I pissed in the refrigerator.
Oh my goodness. Very good joke, but I didn't get what we talked about, bringing light to darkness and talking
nothing.
About let me translate this one though. آقای وای دارن جوکی رو طنزی رو تعریف میکنن از زن و شوهری که با هم میرن عروسی و برمیگردن و خوابشون میبره و حدود 2:30 شب آقا باید میرفتن دستشویی میرن و برمیگردن ولی خانومشون رو بیدار میکنن که مری بیدار شو و بعد ازشون میپرسن که ما وقتی میریم دستشویی چراغ اتوماتیک این you know the motion sensor lights are really into the fashion so maybe that's why he made the mistake و بعد خانومش میگه نه چراغ دستشویی ما اتوماتیکلی روشن نمیشه و آقا اعتراف میکنن که احتمالاً یخچال رو به جای دستشویی اشتباه گرفتن. That was funny. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else, or that was the one?
No, as a joke. No, I, as I said, I'm not a very good joke teller. But I was, as you were talking a little while ago, I was thinking that one of my biggest regrets is I wish I could speak Farsi. Mm-hmm. I really wish. And shame on me because I'm surrounded by so wonderful, wonderful Iranian friends and Iranian Armenian friends. And I started so many times and I picked up a lot of words, but it's so difficult. I don't know. It never happened.
Well, like it's never too late.
Yeah. Like I know things like "Akhare hafte chetor gozasht." Okay.
That's nice.
Yes, I had an Iranian neighbor, and every morning I couldn't wait for every Monday morning to say "Akhare hafte chetor gozasht." You know.
That's great, but you know your novels and movies and romans actually they were translated in many languages.
Yes.
Have ever any of them was translated into Farsi?
No. They've been, so there've been a lot of my plays, for example, have been translated into Arabic, Greek. I recently watched it in Buenos Aires in Spanish, and of course English. And the novels, the latest one that came out in Paris, but never Farsi.
Okay, I think that's a good job for Armine. Let's get her to do it, and I'll be happy to voice over
and five people. Lovely.
Yeah, let's do it. I think it would be interesting. I think a lot of people would definitely welcome that, and they're gonna enjoy and learn from him. But you had a movie that like 3 years ago in Yerevan, 3 weeks in Yerevan. Uh-huh. What was the movie about?
Okay, the movie, it was about two friends who leave LA and go to Yerevan to scout and to cast for a movie that they will eventually shoot in Yerevan. And so the whole story is about their sort of trip to Yerevan and what happens during these 3 weeks as they prepare for the shoot of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The idea actually came from a very, very close friend of mine, Narbe Nazarian, who's from Tehran, and he's I consider him as my brother. It was his idea. We worked together on it. And the co-director, also Vahik Pirhamzeh, who produced the movie, is also from Iran. Some of your audience might know him. It was a fantastic experience.
Very good. So it was actually a collaboration between Persian Armenian and Armenian people.
Persian Armenian, Lebanese Armenian.
And
one of the main characters was Armenian from Armenia.
Very good, very good. So yeah. You told me about this story. What was the message of the movie?
The message was first and foremost, of course, anything that I do, anything at all, even the most serious work that I do, is to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
Because without a good, solid story, if you cannot entertain your public, your audience, then no matter what message you have, will be lost.
Mm-hmm.
I firmly believe this. I know that I've always said this. I have learned much more from my teachers who knew not as much, but they were lively, full of love and light, you know, and they their heart was into it, and they kept me awake rather than the ones who were geniuses, but they put me to sleep. That facet of keeping your audience entertained is very important. In this case, aside from the entertainment, of course, the message was that as Armenians, the diaspora and Armenia, we have no differences, and art will bring us together and put us in a creative mode.
Right. That's true. Art is a way of communication, and people who are good at it, definitely they can bring that message to the world. That's great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So much. Mike, next question is actually for people who are interested in art and they would like to become famous. You know, there are many talented young adults who are unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they want to be a successful artist. Mm-hmm. In your idea, how difficult is it to be recognized and become famous?
Oh, Debbie, this is a tough question.
Okay.
Because it's multifaceted. One thing for sure, the most important thing, I think, for an artist, no matter what you're doing, is to be well-educated. You have to, I'm not talking necessarily about university schools and stuff, but you have to be an erudite person. You have to love to read, and you have to have curiosity. You have to, you know, like me personally, I read at least a book a week.
Wow.
And it's to me, that is my nourishment, my intellectual nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, it's something very random that throughout the years I have come to believe, it's luck. I know this is not a fashionable thing to say, but to be at the right place in the right time makes all the difference in the world. You know, some people have it, some people are lucky. But the third and the most important thing is, to have perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
You have to persevere. You have to so many incredible talents have perished because they did not have perseverance. And so many mediocre, really very mediocre, bad talents have become, you know, names, household names, just because they haven't stopped persevering. They had the will to go on and on and on, you know, to get what they want. Mm-hmm. That's very important. And I also think that whatever you're doing, you should never have a plan B. Mm-hmm. For example, if I am choosing to become a painter, my dad, you should always tell me, maybe you should do something on the side also, just in case the painting did not work. You know, you can rely on whatever, you know, being a lawyer or whatever. You know, but I believe that the moment you have that plan B, you will lose that oomph to go forward with your original plan.
But how patient do you think? Yes, I hear you. But how patient do they have to be?
yeah.
Very patient, I guess.
Very, very patient. And they have to be very honest with themselves. This is the most important thing. Very, very honest with yourself. Uh-huh. To know that if you have it or you don't. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And if you deserve to make a name for yourself or not.
What are the usual challenges?
The usual challenges, of course, the first, the most important challenge is giving up. At one point, when you get rejection after rejection after rejection, you say, okay, you know, I'm not cut out for this, I give up. The second thing is, I think, when you start, look, doubt is very important, Debbie, for mm-hmm. any human being. Doubt makes us human. But also, if you do not have that self-confidence that pushes you forward, that, you know, you must believe in your work mm-hmm. And in yourself in order to push it and say, because art, there is a lot of vanity in art, mm-hmm. Honestly. I mean, let's face it, if I am a writer and I'm writing, the idea that after I finish a book, I have to tell people that, here, I wrote a book, you have to read this, this is very good, you know, that part is the hardest part, because you also have to be able to sell yourself, mm-hmm. which is something not too many people are able to do. I have always had that had a problem with that. Mm-hmm. So, like in painting, for example, it was my third or fourth exhibition, and someone was asking me something. And I cut it short. I talked a little bit about it. And then when the person left, the owner of the gallery came and said, he was a French guy, really nice guy. He came and said, Vahe, you're a damn good speaker. She asked you something, and I knew you could have talked about it for like half an hour. Why didn't you? I said, because I don't want to talk about my work. You know, I don't want to sell myself. Mm-hmm. He goes, but you understand, other people will do it for you. If you don't do it yourself, other people will do it for you, and they will not do a good job, as good of a job as you will do it. Mm-hmm. And that made all the difference.
That's great. So let me translate. I think this information that you just shared with us is really important. I would like to translate it as much as I can. سوال من از آقای واهی این بود که عزیزانی که هستند و به خصوص نسل جوانتر ما که واقعا هنرهایی رو دارن، توانایی‌ها رو دارن، ولی مشکل هست به جای رسیدن، مشهور شدن، اینکه مردم بیان بشناسن، شناسایی بکنن این هنرمندها رو، کار ساده‌ای نیست. و من ازشون خواستم که توضیح بدن که چه چیزی میتونه باعث موفقیت یک هنرمند باشه. ایشون فرمودن در درجه اول مطالعه بسیار زیاد، باید حتما این مطالعه به صورت یک تغذیه‌ای باشه که شخص بتونه اطلاعات رو به دست بیاره که ببینه چی رو باید اصلا با مردم در میون بگذاره و هنر رو چطوری ارائه بده. نکته دومی که به اشاره کردن شانس هست که اون هم هممون میدونیم میتونه رول موثری رو بازی بکنه در این مسئله. یه چیزی که بهش خیلی اشاره کردن صبر بسیار زیاد هست، بسیار صبور بودن و استقامت، و اینکه اگر کسی کاری رو میخواد انجام بده و ممکنه بارها و بارها طرد بشه ولی همچنان استقامت به خرج بده، هیچ وقت فکر نکنه که خب حالا من این کار رو میکنم، اگه نشد یه کار دیگه ای میکنم، اون چی که بهش اشاره کردن به عنوان پلان بی، و بدونن که چی میخوان و با استقامت برن دنبال اون چیزی که میخوان و به هدفشون برسن. ایشون اشاره کردن در صورتی که شک برای انسانها یک چیز طبیعی هست، ما هممون آدم هستیم و به خودمون شک میکنیم، ولی اعتماد به نفس هست که در این جریان رول بسیار مهمی رو بازی میکنه و اگر شما اعتقاد دارید که میتونید کاری رو به خوبی ارائه بدید، حتما اعتماد به نفس رو به خودتون داشته باشین و دنبال این کار برین. به یکی از کارهاشون اشاره کردن در سومین یا چهارمین نمایشگاه نقاشی که داشتن، که شخصی ازشون سوال کرده و ایشون خیلی کوتاه جواب دادن و بعد صاحب اون گالری یا نمایشگاه بهشون گفته که چون قدرت بیان خوبی دارن بهتر هست که حاضر باشن هنرشون رو با بیانشون هم ارائه بدن. اینکه یه نفر فقط وایس نگاه کنه شاید متوجه نشه، و اینکه یه نفر قدرت این رو داشته باشه که عنوان بکنه، بیان بکنه هنرش رو، هم خیلی مسئله مهمی هست و رول بسیار مهمی رو در این زمینه موفق شدن و مشهور شدن پیدا میکنه. Thank you so much. واه. You know, today's social media makes it probably a bit easier for people who are interested in art. Let's say somebody knows that he's talented, let's say he's serious, has all it takes to be, he did his studies and he wants to go and do it. We only have 2 minutes, but if you can tell me, what do you think the social media, would it be helpful if people start from there, and where exactly? Because we have different platforms these days. What is the best in your idea?
Since we only have a short time,
sure.
My thing is that social media, yes, it can do wonders to your career if you use it right. However, you also have I was talking to a friend of mine who's a younger guy who's a comedian, and he uses social media constantly in order to put tidbits of his comedy. And I was telling him the amount of time that you spent on social media every day, or maybe 4 times a day, putting something is maybe it's bringing you a lot of attention, but at the same time, it's a waste of so much of your energy, because if you don't do that, you might have time to educate yourself, maybe, read and write more, and work on a material that is everlasting, that will help you do longer shows, with an audience and so on. So to create that balance, to have that balance is very, very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to know that social media can consume so much time and energy from you. Just the fact that you're posting, not posting, doesn't matter. In an average, we spend about 2.5 hours every day on social media,
mm-hmm.
which is not a joke, And if you're obsessed with constantly putting something on social media, then that time is even more. So I would say that you have to create a healthy balance. It's very, very important.
That's a very good point. You're absolutely right. I think there should be a balance. And as you said, social media could play the role of success and at the same time just wasting time and actually consuming everybody's time.
Because imagine you're famous, but you have nothing to show for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much once again. Thank you so much, Vahe, for accepting my invitation, being with us today. It was really a pleasure to have this conversation with you. And thank you for sharing all the wonderful information with us.
My pleasure. Thank you all. I love you all. And hopefully we'll have coffee one day.
Definitely. Okay. Looking forward to it, of course. Thank you so much.
Right.
دوستان عزیز از توجهتون به برنامه امروز تشکر میکنم و تا برنامه آینده همگی شما رو به خداوند بزرگ میسپارم. روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.